protect human rights for those deprived of liberty, access to justice, access to a defense, legal defense. This has a long history in Uruguay, and more than 90% of those deprived of liberty are defended by public defenders. This is still, there's still work to be done. I say work to be done not because of a lack of will of the public defenders, they do very important work, but rather because they need more material resources, more technical resources, more logistical resources, more communication resources, so that those deprived of liberty, the inmates, those individuals can have access to what is happening with their case, how things are unfolding, and the different phases of deprivation of liberty. And the public defenders have a great deal to do with this. We very much hope that the judicial branch in the next budget cycles can include this priority. It's very important when it comes to the rehabilitation of individuals. The presence of the state and penitentiaries must include a full defense of those deprived of liberty, including access to justice. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I now give the floor to you, Mr. Petit. I had made a mistake. I will give the floor to Alvaro Velasquez from INAO. Thank you very much, Madam Deputy Secretary, and good afternoon, Madam Chair, and to you, the other members.